Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our second installment on Halachos of Mezuzah. Just one last thing, tying back to yesterday, looking at the mezuzah as a shmira, as a protection within the home, it's so beautiful to think about that this is not the first time we have in our mitzvos, in the Torah, a concept of something being on our doorpost as a protection. Of course, when the Jewish people were still in Egypt and they performed the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach and God was bringing the plague upon the firstborn, the Jewish people were told to place on their doorposts the blood of the Korban Pesach. So it's just an interesting thing to think about, that in some sense we're following up on that moment of tremendous connection to God and divine protection. That's an interesting thing. Okay. We have a lot to talk about in mezuzah, so we're going to go a little bit rapid fire through a number of things. First of all, it's interesting to note, what is the value of having a casing around the mezuzah? Why is that? Why have a casing around the mezuzah? If the mitzvah is to have the parshios of the tefillin on the doorpost, why don't we just have it on the klaf and just put it on the door? So there's certainly a concept of zakei livan vehu, of a mitzvah of beautifying, of an aspect of beautifying this mitzvah, like we have of many mitzvahs, it would make sense to have respectful, special mezuzah casings. Of course, the more beautiful the actual ksav, the writing of the mezuzah, the better. As an aside, I remember being very moved when I was preparing to get married and obviously beginning my own home with my wife. I had a teacher who told me, you know, you're going to have an option in terms of deciding how much to spend for your mezuzahs. Just realize what statement you're making by how much money you spend in your mezuzahs. Not a statement to anyone other than yourself. But, I mean, it's a one-time purchase. You know, over time, you'll buy more, you'll get less, whatever. But, I mean, God willing, you'll need these mezuzahs for years. And this is the symbol of your connection to God, how meaningful it is to try to get nice mezuzahs. Just a worthwhile thing to think about. So there is a concept of zakei livan vehu, and that would seem to be part of why we have the casing of the mezuzahs, which we have. A totally different idea, it's brought in halacha that it's considered disrespectful to touch the klaf, the parchment of a sacred writing directly. So if you think about it in the context of a Sefer Torah, we don't touch the klaf of the Sefer Torah. We at least Ashkenazim, we roll the Atzei Chaim. You'll even see in Shul when people do Glila and maybe, you know, when they're rolling the Torah up after Hagbah, it seems a little bit off in some way, or a person takes a talis and through putting their hand in the talis, they adjust the parchment of the Torah in a certain way. They don't touch the Torah directly. So that's actually the real reason brought for why it's important to have a casing around the mezuzah, because if a person does touch the mezuzah, as we mentioned from the Ramah in the last segment, it would be appropriate to not touch it directly. Instead, we touch the casing. Okay, a very common question that comes up in Hilchos Mezuzah is the Torah gives the mitzvah for our household and for our gate. All right, let's say I have a room that is not used for living. Now, what do I mean when I say living? Obviously, a room that I sleep in is living. Presumably, a room that I eat in is living. Presumably, a room that I even spend time in is living. So all those things would presumably certainly be covered by the mitzvah of mezuzah and affected by the mitzvah of mezuzah. Let's say I have a room or perhaps even a separate building that's just for storage. So what's the most classic example of this? A garage. Another example would be a shed. Let's say a person has a shed in their backyard. So are those things obligated in mezuzah? So this was a shaila long before there were garages in Klal Yisrael. You know, there were definitely little rooms, houses, little buildings, things like that, of storage areas. And the basic approach in halacha, there is a shaila about it, there's a question. The basic approach in halacha is if I own it, even if it's just there for storage, I should put a mezuzah up, but I shouldn't make a bracha on it. And then that's our standard practice today with both garages and sheds and things of that sort. That would even be true if the shed was not directly attached to the house, in which most cases it's not. What would be a separate question is if a public domain separated between the home and the storage area. So, for example, let's say a person owned a storage area blocks away from their house. That could very well be a person wouldn't have to put up a mezuzah there. But if it's associated with one's home in one way or another, even if one isn't actually living there, even if it's just storage, the standard practice is we put up a mezuzah without a bracha. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.